The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody that knows that his own testimony is the next shout, a big hallelujah. Securing new identity via praise and thanksgiving. Securing new identity via praise and thanksgiving. What is new identity? New identity simply means a change of status or change of level. When you say somebody's identity has changed, it means that his status has changed. His level or her level has changed. If you are one of us that our level will change this morning, let me hear your loudest hallelujah. One of the major ways to change your level is through praise, through constantly praising God. It's important that you are praiseful and thankful and not protestful or complainful. It's important that you are praiseful, you are thankful, and not protestful or complainful. Now, what is praise? Praise simply means appreciating God for his person. You are just thanking him for his person. And God loves praise. Praise is comely to God. Psalm 147 verse 1. God loves people praising him. It's comely to God. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and comely to praise him. It is pleasant. It is pleasant and praise is comely. God loves people that praise him. God is excited when we praise him. Normally, when people have challenges, people have one problem or another, people will ask them, have you prayed? Have you spoken in tongues? Have you gone to the mountain? Have you fasted? Most people forget to ask, have you praised? Because praise is an important weapon for the change of life of a man or a woman. Praise is an important weapon for the change of life of a man and a woman. Quickly, important facts about praise and thanksgiving. Number one, praising God is an invitation that God can never turn down. You can never praise God and God will turn down your praise. Praise is an invitation that God can never ever turn down. He can never turn down your praise. Number two fact about praise is that we were created to praise God. The reason, one of the major reasons, in fact, in Isaiah 43 verse 21 explains to us, because this is one of the major reasons why most people don't enjoy their life. The reason why they were created is not being observed. He said, these people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. I formed them, and they are meant to show forth my praise. The purpose for which God has created you, may you show it forth today in the name of Jesus. These people have I formed for myself, and these people will show forth my praise. Number three fact about praise is that praise pleases God. God is pleased by your praise. Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31. God is always pleased. He's always excited when you praise him. He's always pleased. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than ox or bullocks that had horns and hoof. Praise is acceptable to God more than anything you can imagine. He said, I will prefer that you praise me than that you bring hoofs to me, or that you bring cows to me. Praise me first, then if you bring cow, I accept it. If you bring cow without praising me, I don't accept it. Because the cattle upon the thousand hills is mine. I own everything. So there's nothing you can give to me that is special. Every opportunity to give to God is an opportunity given by God's privilege. It's not a right, and it's not something that you can say that you can say that you have something to be proud about by doing that. It's just a privilege. Number four fact about praise is that praise and thanksgiving is God's favorite. That's the most favorite thing you can give him. Every one of us has best food. Some people here, your best food is pounded yam with egusi soup and with snail on top. Some people here, it is plantain. You love. That's why the fact that I heard that plantain is very expensive now. You still buy this plantain at all costs. Some people, it is fish. There's a sister here. I've met her 2 times now buying fish in the last few weeks. I've seen her 2 times. That means she loves fish. I met her somewhere here recently buying fish. Somewhere also along, I saw her. I just drove past. I didn't see her. Praise the Lord. So everybody has his favorite. For God, his favorite is what? Praise. All the delicacy you can cook, what God loves most out of all of it is praise. And of course, important fact about praise is that praise shows your love and your respect for God. Praise shows your love and your respect. You don't praise somebody you don't love. You condemn somebody you don't love. Anybody you don't love, anything the person does, you say you complain. When you don't like some, it's a lady, maybe a house help is working in your house and you don't like her. Maybe she's not like the former person. Anything she does, you say, no, you didn't do this well. 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 Why? Because there's no affection. Praise shows your love and your respect for God. Quickly, within the limited minutes available to me this morning, I'll be showing you some benefits of praising and thanking God. What are the benefits? What do I stand to gain? Because the only gain available in praising God is for you. God doesn't have any gain. If you don't praise Him, stones will praise Him. I pray that God will never use stones to replace you in Jesus' name. I can't hear your loudest amen. Amen. Benefit of praise number one is access to God's presence. Praise gives you access to God's presence. You access God's presence. You access God's presence. Your access to God's presence is sure through praise. Psalm 100 verse 4. You can access, you can enter His presence. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. You enter into his courts with praise. You are sure that you can enter and access God because you are carrying or you are wearing the garment of praise. Everyone that praises God can access God. I pray for you today that you will access God. I say you will access God. And immediately you access God, you know the next thing, your identity must change. You can't see God and be the same. You can't see God and your problem will still be standing. On the day your problem collides with God, like I said yesterday, if you were here yesterday morning and you were blessed, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Total victory, divine collision. If you were not here, please get the message. Because today, God will collide with your problem. I say God will collide with your problem. Immediately you enter God's presence through praise and thanksgiving. There is a collision between your problem and God. And you remember that scripture I quoted yesterday in the book of Luke? Immediately your problem meets with God, it will grind to what? I mean, you cannot remember again. It will grind to powder. Immediately your challenges meet with God, it must grind to powder. Today, every issue of concern to you, it must grind to powder. I say it must grind to powder. It must grind to powder. So as you enter God's presence through praise today, your problem will collide with God and it will grind to powder. I can't hear your loudest amen. Number two, benefit of praise is that praise brings honor to God. Praise brings honor. It brings honor to you, sorry. Brings honor, brings you into honor. Praise brings you into honor. Number one, access to God's presence. Number two, praise brings you into honor. Psalm 149, verse 1, verse 6, and verse 9. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And praise, and His praise in the congregation of His saints. Verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Verse 9. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all His saints. You will be honored today. The more you praise God, the more you access honor. The more you praise God, the more you access honor. The more you praise God, the more you access honor. The more you praise God, the more you access honor. If honor is your desire, praise is a requirement. You see, this issue of praise and thanking God, devil has not been able to find a solution to it till now. Devil has, that's why devil is always trying to make you depressed. Devil is always trying to make you look sad and morose. Because devil knows once you are joyful, you will be grateful. Once you are grateful, you will be thankful. Once you are thankful, you will be praiseful. You are joyful. You are grateful. And it starts from thought. You first think, God, you have been so kind to me. Then you are begin to become happy. You are just joyful. You are very joyful. You are just, everything about you is just about joy. I pray for somebody here today. Sadness will never be deposited at your doorstep. Sadness will never be deposited at your doorstep. So everybody here today, I was going to say this at the end of the service, but I'll just say it now. Immediately you get to your house today, go and sweep everywhere. Sweep it out. Sweep everywhere. It's a little bit of work if your house is a little big. Anywhere in your house today, sweep it out. It's a divine revelation that God gave to me. Sweep it. Pack everything. Because as you are packed, you know, you must assess this new identity. You are doing this spiritual thing also in a physical way. Everything that is old, you are sweeping it out of your life, literally. And friends, from this Wednesday, you begin to share testimony. I said, from this Wednesday, you begin to share your testimony. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three benefit of praise is praise brings you into the winning realm. I don't know if you know this song. If you see me dance, I dance like a winner man. If you see me dance, I dance like a winner man. If you see me praise, I praise like a winner man. Do you know the song? Oh, winner man.
Oh, winner man.
Oh, winner man.
Oh, winner man.
If you see me praise, I praise like a winner man.
If you see me praise, I praise like a winner man. If you see me praise, I praise like a winner man.
Oh, winner man.
Oh, winner man.
Oh, winner man.
Oh, winner man.
We'll sing it later. Now, praise launches you into the realm of ever winning in the battle of life. You see, our God is a God that does not know impossibility, according to Luke 18, verse 27. God does not know that something is impossible. With men, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are what? With men, men can say this thing cannot be done, but with God, it's possible. So, praise launches you to the level whereby you are everly winning. Somebody say everly. Everly winning. You start a program, you win. You start school, you finish. As an undergraduate, you start, you complete it. As a remedial student, you start, you move to the next level. You start a relationship, you move it to marriage. You start in marriage, you move it to children. From you start a small business, so small and infinitesimal and very minute, and within a short time, it begins to move forward. Praise launches you into the ever-winning side. Somebody is shifting level today. You are shifting side from the failure side to the winning side. If I were you, I would say a big amen. If I were you, I would say a big amen. David never lost a battle. And no king fought battles like David. No king. Why? David was an addict of praise. No wonder he was perpetual. I don't understand how somebody will fight so much. David died at the age of 70. And between when he was king, when he started fighting at the age of 17 to 70, he fought till... He kept fighting. And he was always winning. Why? Psalm 119 verse 164 says, 7 times a day will I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. David, despite the battle, David is praying for battle and he's singing. He's tapping his feet. is giving glory to God, despite the fact that people are jogging and coming with machine guns, submachine gun, GPMG, and all the big guns, they are coming. David doesn't care. He knows that this one, I know he will do it again. I know I will win again. If you know you are going to win again, say a big amen. Amen. You fought one battle 2 months ago, and you can smell another battle around the corner, but I'm saying to you, you will win again. I said you will win again. And I said this to you, you will win again and again. You will win again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Jump up and shout hallelujah. Every battle that comes to you from the family, from friends, from neighbors, you will win again and again and again and again and again. And again, shout, I receive it. Take your seat. There is no battle that cannot be won from the platform of praise. Number four, I need to move very fast now because of time. Benefits of praise. Number four benefit of praise is praise leads to your deliverance. I don't know, maybe you are in the chain of life. It's as if something has padlocked you in the chain of sickness, of disease, chain of poverty, chain of lack, one form of chain or another. It doesn't matter the chain that the wicked has placed inside or around you. Maybe there's literally a chain in your hands. In Acts chapter 16, verse 24, 25, and 26, the story of Paul and Silas there, they were inside physical prison. Inside, go to 25. They were inside a physical prison, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Come on, you know, Bible is very nice. Paul and Silas prayed. Come, that is, first thing they did was pray. Then they put comma, stop. Then they now began to think, we have been praying, so till what's going on? We have been praying. Then they change gear. Someone say change gear. And they change gear and they began to sing unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Today, everybody around you will hear you praise God. Everybody around you will hear you praise God. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. It reminds me of when my wife and I, before God started giving us children, we need to go back to those days now and praise God like we used to do then. We will praise God to the extent that we will become a concern to the neighbors. So we have to lock all our windows. We will praise small. We will do, I love you small. We praise God to the extent that God himself descended into that flat and brought us out of that flat. We were in a flat, but we were never flat. We were in a flat, but we never knew anything. We were practically delivered by God. We met people there. We left them in that flat. Every God praiser is delivered by God. Until today in our house, praise goes on every day, morning, night. Today we started praising God together even before 4 a.m. Every day. Until your life is a praiseful life, there's nothing that can be delivered. I speak to you today. Every chain that the enemy has placed on your hands, that does not want you to clap, that does not want you to jump up, that chain be broken up this morning in the name of Jesus. And number five, benefit of praise. And I think I better stop here because of our time. Benefit of praise is praise leads to increase. Friends, you have suffered lack long enough. In Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, the Bible explains to us the importance of praise. The Bible says, 67, 5 to 7. God bless you, media. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let the people praise God and let the people praise God, then the earth shall yield our increase. Our God shall bless us. Yea, our God shall bless us. Our God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall what? Fear him. Just don't worry. It's just a little hitch here and there. They will tidy it up after the service. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee, O God. After that, someone say after that, the earth will yield and increase. Many people's life is lacking of increase because of murmuring. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Every murmurer and complainful person is a person of decrease permanently. I don't feel like. You don't have to feel like. It's important because that is where your increase lies. Praise God to move your GP forward. You praise God to move your turnover forward. You praise God until they are forced to promote you in your place of work. They didn't wish to promote you. They didn't feel like promoting you. But you praise God that God steered them up. Your boss woke up one day in a good state, in a very good mind, and he just asked for it. Why have you not promoted this person? Why have you not promoted this person? And after they are promoted, you now say, why did I even promote this? It is too late. It is too late. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is too late. Devil cannot stop me again. It is too late. Devil cannot stop you again. Please, if your neighbor is not saying that to you, please talk to somebody else. It is too late. Devil cannot stop me again. It is too late. Devil cannot stop you again. I pray for somebody here today. Increase that is beyond human comprehension. Increase that is beyond what human beings can fathom will suddenly appear in your family in the name of Jesus. It will suddenly appear in your family in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. How can increase be possible without salvation? Asking for God to step into a life without being born again is like wanting to insult God. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Christ's death is for you. Don't make it a waste.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.